Welcome to Getting Your Dream Smile with Cosmetic Dentistry. This is where we discuss and help patients get what they want in a smile while being totally informed. Whether it is porcelain veneers, bonding, whitening, or Invisalign, you will find out what is best for your situation. Everything you should know, where and who to see, and all the costs involved. Stay tuned. Hello, Cosmetic Dentistry Podcast listeners. My name is Dr. David Esham, and I'm a cosmetic dentist in San Diego, California. Today, we have a great podcast for you with a patient named Shelly, and she's going to tell you a little bit about her journey in cosmetic dentistry in terms of choosing the right cosmetic dentist. As it turns out, she chose the wrong cosmetic dentist, and she's going to tell you her story in terms of how she found the right cosmetic dentist. I apologize, the right cosmetic dentist was me, and I don't want you to think that this is a commercial about my office, but I want you to take the information you hear from Shelly and apply it to yourself wherever you may be in the world, and let this information help you choose the right cosmetic dentist. As you've heard in my podcast many a times, a dentist is not a cosmetic dentist, and a dentist that calls themselves a cosmetic dentist may not be a very good cosmetic dentist. So you need to do your research in finding the right cosmetic dentist. And Shelly will tell you how she did that today. And you can apply that to helping you get your best smile, because in this podcast, that's what we want. We want you to get the information you need to get your best smile. So listen and enjoy and learn. Thank you very much.
Hello, and welcome back to Getting Your Dream Smile with Cosmetic Dentistry. I'm Megan, and I'm your co-host for today. I currently work with Dr. Esham to inform the public about the best ways to achieve your best smile with cosmetic dentistry. Our podcast discusses the benefits and what you need to know about cosmetic dentistry. Today, we'll be talking with Shelly about her experience with cosmetic dentistry. She came to Dr. Esham wanting to get her teeth fixed, and Dr. Esham is incredibly passionate about cosmetic dentistry, where he's been working with it for 25 years, and he is a licensed American Academy cosmetic dentist. Dr. Esham loves sharing his recommendations when it comes to getting a great smile. And today we'll be talking to Shelly about her cosmetic dentistry experience. Let me introduce to you Shelly, a previous patient of Dr. Esham.
Hi, so as you said, I'm a previous patient of Dr. Esham's. And I did not do my Invisalign with Dr. Esham, which I wish I would have. So I ended up with Dr. Esham from a referral of a friend. And as I went through my Invisalign, anyone who does Invisalign knows that when you get to the end of that process, it's never quite
what you want.
As perfect and or what you had, you know, your teeth have that wear and tear, and the years take a toll. So when I finished, I was, I have to say, a little bit disappointed with the end product. And my girlfriend had suggested that I go and see Dr. Esham for a consultation. And for some reason, I was just at another dentist. It was easier to stay. And I just made the decision to stay. And ended up having 4 veneers put on my teeth. So my 2 front teeth and the 2 side teeth. And I just didn't know what to expect from veneers. And needless to say, I was really disappointed because I've always liked my smile. And when I finished with that experience, I didn't look at all like myself. My teeth, my smile didn't look like myself. On top of having... a lot of those, not a lot, but a few of those black triangles, they call them, as you can see in the bottom photo, my bottom teeth. So I finally took the initiative and came into Dr. Esham's office for a consultation. And from the moment that I stepped in, I was so impressed with the office. First of all, he came in, he spent so much time walking me through a full workup of what he would do. And he never made me feel self-conscious about what I came in with. But he did say, I can make it better. And that's what I wanted. And I had an idea of what I wanted, but he also is so good at this and such an artist that he really started describing to me what I wanted, and it was wonderful. So we had our consultation, and I came in for my next appointment, and he did the procedure. So we did the four veneers. He replaced the four veneers on the top, and then we did BioClear on the sides. And then we did BioClear on for the bottom teeth. So we really filled in, kind of straightened them a little bit more and filled in that black triangle. But I have to say what I was most happy with on the top, my teeth looked like my teeth. It looked like my smile. It was more natural. And I think he's an artist. I couldn't have imagined them looking this good. I really was ready to settle for something less, and I'm glad I didn't. And my only regret is that I didn't come into Dr. Esham right while I was doing Invisalign, because there's more to it. When you finish with Invisalign, there's just more to the whole process. Your teeth just get so much wear and tear that there's so much that can be done that didn't really, I didn't need to have veneers, but he could have helped me with more BioClear on those top teeth and not taken away so much of my own tooth. But the end result is pretty great. So I'm happy with the way that things turned out.
Yeah. And for our listening viewers, you can't see the pictures, but her teeth beforehand with her porcelain veneers, they're very, very narrow. And you can just tell it doesn't fully match her smile. And, you know, her original smile is beautiful, but it's just a little bit narrow. And, as of course, she mentioned that she wasn't super, super happy. But then if you look at the before with Dr. Esham, he added new porcelain veneers to the front four teeth, and then with BioClear on the back three teeth on both sides, he was able to expand her smile to give her a wider and bigger, brighter smile. And then by taking away a little bit of tooth structure on the cuspids and making more room for four front teeth, we were able to like widen it out and give her a fuller smile, so she didn't have that narrow smile that she previously had not liked. Shelly, could you tell me a little bit more about how important it is to find the right cosmetic dentist with the right experience?
Absolutely. I, you know, it's your smile and it's so important to you, but I think my thought was, well, everyone can do cosmetic dentistry. You know, I mean, you see it, you know people who have it, and it just seems like it's something that anyone can do. And from experience, I can tell, you can see that not anyone can do it. I mean, much depends on your tooth shape and the color, how it fits your face. So I think you really, doing your research and also listening to your friends. I mean, my girlfriend referred me to Dr. Esham a year before I came to see him, and I really regret not coming in at that time, just for a consultation. And just having him kind of, you know, sketch up and show me what was possible. Because I think that's a lot of it too. You just have no idea when you get done with Invisalign what's possible, what you need to do. And so you need to find that cosmetic dentist that really knows what you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you can tell even in my before pictures, the color was off. And you are exactly right. I could never, and that's the thing too, I could never really put my finger on what I didn't like. But then when Dr. Esham showed me, when I had the temporaries until my veneers were done, showed me what it could be
like,
and I was so excited. Even with my temporaries, I was so excited. My LinkedIn pictures with my temporaries.
How long do you wear the temporaries?
So that's the great thing. So you wear them about 2 weeks. So and it's pretty close to what you end up with for your final teeth. So he'll do the temporaries while the veneers are being made, if you have veneers done, and you know, that way you get a feel for the shape, the look, the color, all of it. And make sure you're comfortable. And that's the thing too about Dr. Esham. He really wants you to be happy and comfortable with your teeth. You know, he and I'm picky. I'm so picky. My drive my girls nuts. But I just kept tweaking a few things here and there. And Dr. Esham was so great. As I said, he's just such an artist that he could look at them and see where it needed to be stepped up a little bit more and rounded a little bit more. And that's really important. And you don't think it matters until you're looking at yourself in the mirror every day. And you need to see yourself. You know, you need to see the teeth that you love.
So. And the little details make the big differences.
They make it, and not only what you see, but how it feels too. Oh, yeah. So that's a big part of it. Because, you know, you go through the year, however long, 9 months of Invisalign. Yeah. And so your teeth are different now, right? And so they feel different. So you really have to be comfortable with how they feel as well. So I had no idea the journey that you take really with a cosmetic dentist. I mean, it's a big thing. And I have to say, I mean, we live in a world now of Zoom calls. Mm-hmm. And I love being on Zoom calls now because I have such a great smile. My teeth look great on calls.
And I mean, like, at the end of the day, you're your biggest critic, you know, and like, you're looking at yourself in the mirror super up close, and you really do want to have a smile that you'll love. Because, I mean, even for me, with, I'm still going through the Invisalign process, and like, looking in the mirror, I'm like, oh, my teeth are so crooked right now. But then I see the progress that I've been making, and I'm like, my confidence is like going up the roof. It's not even like straight yet, but you really do see how big of a confidence boost it gives you. So I was wondering, like, did you ever really feel insecure with your previous smile?
And like, well, no. So I, as a young woman, I always had a great smile. And I always had received compliments on my smile. And then, you know, over maybe a 5-year period, they just shifted and changed.
Oh, yeah.
And before you know it, you know, I was looking at pictures and I thought, oh my goodness, why didn't anyone tell me how crooked my teeth were? And, you know, you just kind of make your own smile work. So I was really never self-conscious until I got to that point where I did decide to do Invisalign. And it's, you really have to be invested in it, but it's so worth it. And I was, you know, because I did get to the point where I thought, oh my goodness, it really aged me. It really made me look, I don't know, just not as pulled together. So after I did the Invisalign, I was really happy. But as you see in those before, even before this, you know, you see how narrow my teeth, you know, how crowded everything is. And so it just makes such a big difference. But I will say, when I had the veneers done at the prior dentist, I was very self-conscious. I didn't like them. I knew they weren't right for me. I didn't like the color. I didn't like the shape. I didn't like how they fit in my mouth. I didn't like how my lips felt around them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much that goes into it that you have to be aware of. And that's why coming to, I don't know, I just walk in and I feel like I knew what this office was doing. I knew what Dr. Esham, I knew he knew what he was doing. And he is really truly an artist with doing the BioClear and the veneers and just making them. And I think that's very tricky too. You can go back to my current picture. I think what's really challenging is making those veneers match the rest of my teeth.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to tell which are which.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was gonna ask you which one.
And I have to say, I've missed a couple exits driving because I'm always looking in the mirror trying to make sure that the sun looks okay on my teeth.
Funny.
And
oh my gosh.
I don't recommend you doing that. But you know, you're just your own worst critic, so you're always trying to look and get the best light, see how it looks. And he did such an amazing job matching everything. And like I say, I mean, my biggest regret is not listening to my girlfriend and coming here while I was in the middle of Invisalign. And that would be my biggest bit of advice to anyone. If you are not currently with a cosmetic dentist, you really need to seek a consultation while you're going through your Invisalign so that when you're done with your Invisalign, you know what your next steps are. And I'm sure there are some people who are just done with Invisalign and their teeth are the way they want them. But I think more often than not, you finish Invisalign and there's still a little bit to do.
Yeah. I bet. That's awesome. And I mean, like, looking at your picture right now, you look gorgeous. Like, your smile is truly, like, beaming. You know, it's bright white, perfectly straight, and perfect size. Like, really nice, wide smile that just fits her face perfectly. And we're so happy that you're able to get this smile.
Me too.
So what would be one piece of advice that you would tell potential patients to ask their cosmetic dentist to, like, figure out if you went to the right person or not?
Well, first of all, I had never heard of BioClear prior to coming to Dr. Esham, and that was part of the reason my girlfriend had suggested to see him for a consultation. You know, I'm from the generation that all I really knew were veneers, and I didn't need to have veneers. So I would say if you're in the middle of Invisalign, you know, start asking your dentist what the final product might be looking like. Like, where is some of the wear going to be on your teeth? Because, you know, when your teeth are crooked and they're crooked for a long time, you're wearing them in a different way. So when they're straightened, you're going to see just a different product, right?
For sure.
And so you'll want to know where that wear is going to be, and also where some of those black triangles are going to be. And you think that they're not going to bother you, and they drive you crazy. They drive you crazy. And I would say too, you know, if you just want to keep as much of your own original tooth, I would think, as you
100%.
Want. And if you can do that with BioClear, I would say do it. I mean, for example, I brought both my girls here now. I have a 19-year-old and a 14-year-old. And the 14-year-old was just in last week, and she did Invisalign, and her teeth were really nice and straight, but they weren't pretty teeth. They were just kind of angled at in a weird direction, and they weren't full. And so she came in and did 4 BioClears, and her smile now is perfect.
Wow.
It's perfect. And so it's just nice knowing where to go to get that help, because my 19-year-old ended up last dentist getting a veneer done, and she didn't need that either. She could have easily saved her tooth structure and done BioClear. So that's my regret. But I would just say, you know, having that real honest consultation with your cosmetic dentist and really talking about what your teeth are going to look like after. And an example for me, you know, you could tell that it was just really a narrow kind of closed in smile. And I'll be honest, you know, I'm not in the world of dentistry, so I would never know that is an issue. But then when you see the product, you're like, oh yeah, great. Why wouldn't you do that? You know, so.
And that's something that's so great about Dr. Esham's office and like all of his employees. They want to make sure that they can give their patients like their perfect smile, their dream smile.
Yeah.
I know. Even when we were looking at what color for me, Joanne was there helping. And, you know, and I just trusted. She said, nope, this is the one to show. And I'm like, okay, I trust Joanne. Let's go with that. So, but I feel like I come to it, you know, wanting to fix something. I mean, I had not a great experience. So coming here was just...
blows you out of the park.
Yeah, it does. It was night and day. I mean, like I said, the minute I walked in, I thought, oh gosh, I'm in the right place now. And that was a good feeling.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Yeah, and the thing is, it all happens pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. My daughter was in a matter of 3 hours. She walked out with a great smile. You know, it doesn't, it's not like it's a week's process. So when you go through all of the, you know, time you do with Invisalign, you want that end smile to be worth it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's an awesome, I'm so glad, like, that you got this perfect smile at the end of the day. And, like, of course your journey wasn't super, super easy, but very, very happy with that you got your dream smile. And, like, it looks as amazing as it does, you know, like, I'm staring at it and I can't stop staring. It's, like, perfectly white, fits your face, like, perfect structure.
Yeah, that's what my friend said too when I saw them after. They said, "Oh my gosh, it fits your face. Yeah. Your teeth fit your face now." Yeah,
and they really do look like brighter and like younger and just more. I don't know. Like you have that energy too now. You know,
it really makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing too when I was going through Invisalign. I'm like, oh, I just always want. I mean, I had a great smile, and like I said, things happen and your teeth change. I just always wanted to have that really nice smile, you know, and so it's so great to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. I know. I feel really lucky that I found Dr. Usham's office.
Yeah.
Really lucky. Like I said, I wish I would have come sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I think a big thing to stress to patients listening to this podcast now is, like, you want to know your options, you know, because like you said that you didn't have to do porcelain veneers if you had known.
Right.
And if you were given the option, because I assume that your teeth were had like a great structure to it and like simply adding on would have done the job. But, you know, once you do the porcelain veneers, it takes away basically like 50% of your tooth structure, which is crazy. And your tooth structure isn't something that will grow back.
Right.
Once it's gone, it's gone. If you're not happy with the results and you'll have to get another set of porcelain veneers, you can't add on like with BioClear, but you know, with your case, we got to do a mix of it and like with the BioClear adding on to your latter teeth. Like, I think that's such a great option because it really does widen out your smile. And it's simply amazing. So just make sure that when you are going to a cosmetic dentist, you ask them for all your options, because if there's a possibility that you don't need to take away any tooth structure, I would highly, highly recommend doing that because it's very valuable and there's always so many other options that you can take on. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. I think this is a great way to let patients know like how important dealing with your smile is and finding the right cosmetic dentist for you. I really appreciate you taking the time to share your knowledge and your experience. And we're so happy that you got an amazing smile today. Other than that, do you have any last remarks?
I don't. I would just say, you know, as I said, listen to your friend's referrals, do your homework, and then just go for it.
Yeah,
you won't regret it. I just don't think, you know, I don't think you'll regret when you do land in the hands of the right doctor and Dr. Usham.
For sure.
Clearly, I mean, I brought both my girls to it.
Yeah.
So clearly I felt like I was in the right hands. And once you land there, I think you just have to trust your dentist and know that he's going to give you the best smile that he can. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to Getting Your Dream Smile with Cosmetic Dentistry. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Other than that, we can't wait to see you guys for the next episode and hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Getting Your Dream Smile with Cosmetic Dentistry with Dr. David Usham. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast to be notified about future episodes. Click the link in the description to fill out a form if you have any questions on cosmetic dentistry or your smile that you want us to answer. See you next episode.